is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and I am your host, Darvin Russell, on Guardian Today. Joining me today in studio is, of course, the captain, Garth Maynard Roseborough, and, of course, we have Gabby Enius this afternoon. We're going to be talking about a festival that's upcoming. So, Gabby, do you want to introduce your guest to the audience today?
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Did you welcome them to Guardian Radio today? I don't know if I felt that Guardian Radio today welcome, David.
That's why we leave it up to you. You're the lady in the house.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Guardian Radio today on a feel-good Thursday and Friday. Thursday's the new Friday. And we have some special guests in studio today, like Darvin would have mentioned. Our guest is from Christ Church Cathedral. So I'm not going to hold them off any longer. So without further ado, I want to introduce you and welcome you to the show, Dr. Harold Munnings, Dr. Beverton Moxie, and Mr. Llewellyn Burrows. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good afternoon.
It's great to be here.
Good to be here.
Okay, so you have a festival coming up. Listen, people always saying, ain't nothing to do in the Bahamas, ain't nowhere to go, ain't nothing family, fun, oriented, clean to do. So let the cathedral has in store for them this weekend.
Well, it's here finally. This coming Saturday, November 1st, is our annual Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival. Festival we started in 2015. Of course, we had the COVID break there, but it's become quite an event on the calendar through assistance to the Ministry of Tourism. You notice we call it a festival, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just your same old bland fair.
What?
Right?
So you're just bigger, better than anything
yes, ma'am.
Else.
Bigger and better.
I mean, so I could bring my family, I could bring my husband, my dog, my children, everybody.
And we're featuring over 45 booths. And the reason we call it a festival is not just for us. Okay, so it was our way. We decided years ago to reach out to the community and make it a community event. You know, the cathedral is a little unique in that it's located downtown. We're not in a, where our residents live. We're downtown, the city church, right? So we invite artisans and craftspeople through the Ministry of Tourism and assistance to get them to come and display their goods. And we invite tourists off the ships and tourists who are visiting our town to come and enjoy themselves. So it's actually a cultural event too. So, you know, it's not just the cathedral members. It's all community involved. And it's been going great in the past few years. And we're very excited about it.
Okay. Awesome. You want to tell us some of the other exciting things that participants can look forward to when they bring their families out?
Yes. Well, you know, we say that Nassau starts here. We say that Nassau starts here. The cathedral exists because we got tired of being a part of the Diocese of Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And finally, in November of 1861, Queen Victoria said, y'all could have your own diocese. and that created the Diocese of the Bahamas. And when the Bahamas got a diocese, it got its own bishop. If you have a bishop in the church, you have a cathedral. And when a town has a cathedral, you get promoted. You're a city now. So the city of Nassau literally started when Christ Church became a cathedral. And that's where our theme comes from. Nassau starts here.
Wow. Excellent stuff. Dr. Beverton Moxie, welcome to the show, man. I see y'all got the Shell Saxon superstars. Gonna bring it to the people. I mean, tell us about that, because you know how we get when we had junk.
You must know. I believe she saw me on Bay Street.
She must be Russian, too.
So we are super excited. We have an exciting lineup of entertainment for all of the festival goers. This Saturday, it's going to kick off with a DJ. We're going to have the DJ that's going to be on set all day. We're also going to have performances by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Pop Band. They're going to lead the way. Cool. Then they're going to be followed by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, Police Pop Band.
Oh, that's a showdown, because you know they're competitive, right?
They're competitive. That's right. Then it's going to be followed by the Soulful Groovers.
Oh, nice.
And then it will culminate with the Shell Saxon
the superstars. The fourth straight champion.
Going for six.
Five straight days.
No, four straight.
Go on.
We're already counting boxing there in New Year's.
Oh, Lord.
So we're going for six.
I know the Saxons listening like, that's it.
It's a warm-up.
Yeah, you know, we got some one family over here, too, you know.
But listen, it's all in fun.
Be good.
Yeah, it's all in fun. Good. And so, you know, we is at the heart of the Bahamian culture, the heart of Bahamian people. And so you can't have a festival of this magnitude where it's in the heart of downtown. Tourists are going to be there participating, seeing all the vendors, and not have Junkanoo. And so we're super excited. We want to certainly thank all of those groups. We want to give a special thanks to the Commodore of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. We want to give a special thanks to the Commissioner of Police, and a special thanks to the leaders of the Saxons and to the Soulful Groovers for really stepping up and coming to participate and to give back to this event.
This definitely sounds like this is a diverse event for all age categories. You have everything covered, all the bases covered. So speaking of the bases, let's get that covered. Where can people find this festival? If they don't know where Christ Church Cathedral is, give us some landmarks. How much speed bumps we got to go over? Which big tree
it
next to?
It's the road that leads from Bay Street up to Government House is George Street. Cathedral is on George Street.
And if they got Google Maps, they could plug it right in. Christchurch Cathedral, and they could find there.
And let me get right down to the nitty-gritty. So Bay Street is just one way. Mm-hmm. So if you're leaving, coming past McDonald's, everybody know where McDonald's
is? Everybody know where that is.
And you're headed towards Bay Street. Mm-hmm. You're going to pass the British Colonial.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you come around on that curve. And it's the first corner. Immediately as you get onto Bay Street, it's the first corner on the right.
Exactly.
That is George Street. You will not miss it because you're going to see the activity starting from there going straight up to Government House.
I mean, we can hear about the pop bands battling it out. I mean, they have a long-standing rivalry, so we know that people can look forward to entertainment. What time is this going to take place?
We kick off at 10 a.m., let's talk about the food. Because... What's a festival like this without good, authentic Bahamian food, right? And we have a great lineup of food from the jerk chicken to the Kong salad to curry chicken. But even though it doesn't start till 10, we have a vendor, Chef Ellie and his team will be there from 8 a.m. with stewed fish, stewed conch, and all that other good stuff.
Oh, you having Bahamian breakfast?
Bahamian breakfast, straight through, that mostly to help the workers, but he's going to be serving that all day. Along here, we introduced Mexican tacos. They'll be on board. And we also introduced Asian cuisine this year. So it's a wide variety of food. And then we have a kiddies corner that, you know, the kids can come and get their ice cream, their popcorn, and all that sort of stuff. So it's all areas covered, you know, in the festival. We're going from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We did not tell you either. The grand event before the Saxons strike up their drums is our raffle.
Whoa.
Which will culminate.
What are we winning? Because you know we like tings, tings, and more tings around here.
The cash prize for the raffle.
Cash too?
$10,000 is the first prize for the raffle. And lots of other great, there's 17 prizes, a lot of other great prizes. The second prize is a trip for four, well, up to six people to Naughty Luthra in a seaside cottage, along with Bahamas Air tickets.
I need a vacation. Where can I get this ticket from?
Where can we get this from? I didn't bring any and sold out, but we will have tickets at the on Saturday. So come on down on Saturday, get your tickets. Mm-hmm. They've been out for the past, about 6 weeks. And going well, so hey, come
if
on
you
down.
Like me, I like to buy it on site anyway. I feel like you just win everything when you buy it on site.
Take your opportunity to win that 10 grand. Other cash prizes, we have a 2 grand, 2,000 cash prize. We have paying off some utility bills. So there's nice prizes in there.
Wow, this sounds like this is definitely going to be one for the books.
Yeah, and of course, like I mentioned earlier, all the artisans will be there. We have a Christmas booth as well, you know, so. Crochet and all sorts of nice goodies.
What about parking? You know, people are always hesitant to come downtown.
Yeah.
They say you ain't nowhere to park.
Definitely carpooling would be a good idea.
Carpooling.
But we do have the parking lot opposite the church. We turn in through Dunkin' Donuts on the Cumberland Street side. We also have the Central Bank parking lot would be available for us.
Okay, awesome.
And of course, there's paid parking at Margaritaville.
Awesome stuff. So this event is going to take place from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yes,
so this sounds like all day. I need to put on my tennis so I could
get
muggle all day, eat lots of good food. I love the land of cuisines this year.
Yeah.
This year sounds like it's going to be, because I am a big fan of Mexican food. I've been to Mexico several times, and I love the food. So I'm looking forward to tasting them tacos.
Great.
There's more than just the street festival, though.
Exactly.
The beautiful historic cathedral will be open, and there will be rolling tours of the cathedral going on from 11 a.m.
A history lesson as well.
A history lesson.
Yeah,
people have the mistaken idea that the cathedral is just the rich elite. But the cathedral speaks to our history, healthcare, and there's a plaque of one black man that made it onto the walls of the cathedral. And we'll be talking about how he got there.
So is the tour free?
Free tours. We are inviting donations, but the tours are free. We want persons to come and experience the beauty of the cathedral.
So definitely school campuses, persons can bring their children now to learn more about the history.
Dr. Harry is our historian of the
Oh, wow.
It's all about every crack and corner.
Well, you're being very modest with me. You know every... So how long did it take for this church to be built?
How long did it take? Oh.
There were several churches.
This is like the fourth or the fifth one.
Yeah, this
one
is the fourth or fifth one.
When the royal proprietors were sent out here, when Britain was expanding its empire, they were given a mission. They said, you all have to, Christianize those savages and build a church. Well, they built one. On West Hill Street, and the Spanish and French burned it down, and we built another one, and that was burnt down. And then it was the third church that was on this site that was wooden. This is like the fourth or fifth on this site. And that started in 1830.
Wow, beautiful. You all have so much going on. I feel like you should have a live remote as well on Saturday. Y'all don't think y'all should invite Guardian down there?
We
have
need a live
have,
remote.
Have a live remote. Just have Gabby down there. Just inviting all the people, you know, to continue to add to the flavor. That don't sound like a good idea.
Gabby, that sounds like a great idea. Is it too late?
It ain't too late. When you walk in, we can arrange that.
Okay.
We can knock on the door right there. We can arrange that before you guys leave. But just to wrap it up, gentlemen, let the people know what's happening on Saturday again, what time, and just a summation of what they can expect.
So on Saturday, November 1st, starting from as early as 8 o'clock in the morning, you can come down and get your Bahamian breakfast.
Oh, that sounds good.
The festival kicks off at 10 a.m., and we go until 10 p.m. You're going to be treated with at least 45 vendors who will be displaying their arts and crafts. You're going to see food vendors. We have a beer garden. We have a full service bar. The musical entertainment is unmatched.
Off the chain.
Oh,
you're talking about a concert. Mm-hmm. And it will then culminate with a Junkanoo experience. There's activities for the children. We have a kiddie corner. We have ice cream. We got... You name it, it's there. And so we're looking forward. We're excited, as you can tell. And so we're looking forward to seeing everyone there. And we're going to take you up on that offer, I believe. We need to.
Listen, I'm raffle, excited already.
And the raffle prize, I mean, $10,000.
$10,000?
$10,000, $2,000,
$1,000.
Trips.
Yeah. I'm in.
Hotel stay at Bahama.
BPL bills paid.
John Bull gift certificates.
I'm in. Christchurch Cathedral on Saturday is the place you want to be. If you are just tuning in to Guardian Radio today, our guest in studio is none other than Dr. Harold Munnings, Dr. Beverton Moxie, and Mr. Llewellyn Burrows. They're the coordinators for the Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival happening this Saturday, November 1st. Down on George and King Street, Nassau, Bahamas, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They got the Royal Bahamas Police Force. They got the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, man. And they got the Shell Saxon Superstars and more. Listen, this is the place you, your family, your friends, bring your dog and all. Put it on a leash, though. Wanna be at Christ Church Cathedral. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We got to make that thing happen. I'm going to kick it back over to Darvin to send us to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
There is none like Gabby. We'll be back after these short messages.
November 1st, 2025, George Street is coming alive once again. Get ready for a street festival like no other, right in the heart of the city. It's a day filled with mouth-watering food, delicious treats, and amazing art and crafts from talented
$1,000 raffle prize.
Feel the rhythm and energy as we bring you the best of Bahamian music, live performances, tons of fun for the whole family. So come for the vibe, stay for the fun. It's all happening November 1st, starting at 10 a.m. on George Street. Mark your calendars now, and let's make it a day to remember. See you there, where good times are guaranteed, and you won't want to miss a minute. Brought to you by Christ Church Cathedral.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here, and then our house price will go up.
What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM here. It's a beautiful day outside. We have heard the stories of the storm that has wreaked havoc on the island of Jamaica, a place that I am very familiar with. And those videos and photos, they do not look good. But for each person that is streaming from Jamaica, that is taking videos and showing us everything that is not right about Jamaica, the one thing we can give God praise for is that those who are shooting the videos are still alive. And we pray for God's continued shelter over them. We ask for those who have lost loved ones. You have our condolences, our sympathies, and our encouragement. And we know that it's going to be a very lengthy and arduous rebuilding process. But we know that we have been through this before. Hurricane Gilbert, 1988, I was there. I know what it means to not have food, to not have water. We used to have to catch the water from outside, boil it in a cheese tin can, and drink that or use that for tea. I remember while I was there to cook food, we would buy a bag of rice, take the same tin can, put holes in the bottom of it, put it between on top of two books so the air can come through the bottom, put a candle inside of it, and put the pot on top and cook our food. I have been there. And I'll tell you this much, Bahamas, the one thing I love about Jamaican people is they're simply resilient. They will find a way. And for those of you who are here in the Bahamas, this is the lesson for all of us, that no matter how hard it gets, if you feel as if life is not worth living, you need to just find just a little bit more strength so that someone can teach you a little bit more about resilience, a little bit more about patience. I know it's hard, I know it's horrific, but guess what? The sun always comes out the next day, and just as the sun rises on the Bahamas, I am certain God's love and the love of community will shine upon you. We continue to pray for our nation, pray for those to the south. We're praying for your dogs and your cats and your livestock that you left behind, but thank God once again, you are alive and you are well. Today, we're going to have a very interesting segment for this last half of the show, and we really want to get a bit scientific with you when it comes to politics and the whole election cycle. And so in studio today, we have a special guest, a very good friend, his father, Creswell Ferguson Sr. His son has availed himself to me, and he's almost like my son. I love him dearly. Very intelligent man, very strong young man. He is the example, Darvin and Gabby, of what our young men in this country can accomplish. You can be successful if you just determine that you want to be. But to sit back and wait for the opportunity, as if someone's going to drop it in your lap, is not the way to go. I would say to you, until the day comes of copious blessings, put your hand to the wheel, and today we present you a young man who has been through life as you also have been through, but he has made it thus far, and we thank God for his presence. And so, Darvin Russell, I'm going to turn this show over to you. You're the economics man, you and Gabby. Gabby is also that calculative mind, that analytical mind. And we really want to get to the bottom of the science of polling. And so, Darvin Russell, I give you your student, your former student. You're supposed to be the teacher. I don't know if he's ready to teach you.
I can know today.
You can know today? Your Thomas, I dropped you.
It was today.
Listen. Did you pass him?
I did. No, he passed himself.
All of you people who talk politics, Darvin, they beat me up. Mm-hmm. They call me this one. They beat me up. Oh, you say the F&M broke. Oh, you say that. Come. Mm-hmm. Let's put some numbers in this.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, in the Bible, you got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and you got numbers. Mm-hmm. Even the Bible got numbers in it. So we can put some numbers in our conversation to show you that we ain't talking no fool. So Darvin Russell, I'll go right on ahead, my brother. Boy, and let's get to the bottom of this.
I know you were saved a long time, God. Good afternoon to the nation. Good afternoon again. And I'd like to introduce you to our guest, as Garth said, Mr. Creswell Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson, welcome again. So we were chatting off air. And he was refreshing my memory on how I know him, and he was a former student of mine. So this is going to be an interesting half hour we're going to share today. So introduce yourself to the nation and tell them a little bit about the company that you operate and what is it that you do?
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, Bahamas. It's a very glowing review that Garth gave. So I hope today that I can live up to those expectations. The company that I'm here today representing is called IntelKey. It's a company that's co-founded by myself and Kieran Chase. IntelKey is the Bahamian information company. Our goal is to connect Bahamians with the organizations that are shaping our future.
Okay.
Right? So where there's business, the political class, et cetera, we want to make sure that they have the information that they need to make sure that they're making informed decisions, right? So when we look at it at a micro level, even in Golden Isles, right? What are the three issues that face people in Golden Isles at the micro level, at the macro level, whether that's the cost of electricity or crime, yeah? Okay. So our company doesn't exist in the shadows. So one of the things that we're very proud of is that we collect, analyze, and we also publicly share our data, right? Because information is power, and we think that we could use this information and share it broadly to start to spark those conversations that could really make a difference on the national level.
So tell us a little bit about probably some of your more impactful surveys that you've done historically, and if you have any more current surveys, specifically as they relate to this upcoming by-election or the constituency of Golden Isles, if you could share some of the results from those.
Sure. So before the snap election was called in 2021, we had a survey called the Voice of the People 2022, right? Mm-hmm. And what the Voice of the People did was it sort of review where we were at the time. So what were the top issues facing Bahamians? So that was very interesting, but it was very hard to say conclusively was the level of disillusionment and disinterest that the voters had at the time, right? Okay. And we saw that translate to voter turnout, I think, in the mid-60s, mm-hmm. where historically we are between 88 to 92%,
absolutely.
Right? And so one of the things or one of the shifts that we've made is making sure that we do historical analysis to provide that context along with our predictive analysis, right? So even in our conversation today, one of the things that we've done some historical review is in Golden Isles, which I know you are very familiar with, mm-hmm. running in the constituency before, mm-hmm. right? So we have two sort of briefs that we've shared, and one is third-party effect, mm-hmm. and the next one is looking at Golden Isles as a deep dive, right? So for example, over the last three election cycles, the average total vote for third-party and independent candidates has been 7.5%.
Okay.
In Golden Isles, that number is around 11.5%, mm-hmm. right? So constituents in Golden Isles are 50% more likely to vote for a third-party or independent candidate, right? So even now, when we see the dynamic where the Free National Movement may contest or not contest a seat, the Coalition of Independents may contest or not contest a seat, in this particular constituency, there has been instances in the modern political era where third-party candidates have received more votes than the differential between the PLP and FNM. Mm-hmm. So namely, Farrell Gough, for example, in 2012, right? Farrell Gough totaled the PLP and FNM. Mm-hmm. And if my memory serves me correctly, even in 2021, the COI and the independent and other third-party candidates in that constituency, I think the differential between the PLP and FNM and the total votes that third-party candidates receive were less than 50.
Okay.
Right? So again, as we go on to Golden Isles, these are some of the things that we should definitely review and look at, right? Especially that third-party effect, which I think is becoming increasingly a part of the political landscape in the Bahamas.
Now, that's a post-election analysis. Have there been any predictive polls to say the likelihood that you're going to vote X or Y to really be able to test the veracity of the data that you gather? So for the people out there who are listening, if Mr. Ferguson's group were to say, for likely voters, how are you going to vote in this upcoming by-election? And they predict a winner as a result of that poll. And then that result actually happens. That is what pollsters, that's how they add validity to what it is they do. We see it with CNN. We see it with all the independent research pools in the United States. And as a matter of fact, that's actually how they determine where they move resources, because this one is trending this way. It's very serious business in the United States. So the predictive value of what you do, have you ventured into that side of polling, and how accurate, shall we say, have your polls been?
Yeah, so we've definitely ventured into that side of polling. We did quite a bit of it in the last election cycle. While that is a part of what we do and what we offer, for example, in this particular Golden Isles context, given the fact that it wasn't something that was planned, mm-hmm. We didn't necessarily plan to make that investment. So in the past, when we have made that investment, there have been instances where we would be engaged privately.
Okay.
But again, our core mission and the thing that we spend the most time and intensity towards is making sure that we can share that information that helps drive those conversations, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, when we talk about Golden Isles, this next election cycle, no, we haven't.
So what you mentioned that you did do a poll, however, about what the needs and the issues are for the residents of Golden Isles. Do you recall what some of the top three issues may have been, their concerns?
Yeah, so that voice, of the people 2022, predates what's currently going on. So it's definitely something that we want to do. But I think right now, again, adding that historical context is one of the ways where we think that the information that we share could really drive change and immediately, because when we start to get those boots on the ground, that's investment on our side. So
no doubt.
It's not that we are afraid to make that investment, right? But I think our plans and all of that effort in 2026.
Okay. What is your sense, just as a voter then, in terms of the tide in this election? Do you get the sense from you having experience in this area that the electorate is shifting in one direction or the other in this coming by-election?
That's a good question. And I think based on the analysis that we got in 2021, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that is currently happening with the electorate based on the data and information that we see is that no particular side is doing enough to actually persuade voters to stick with me or move towards me, right? So I think that legislation and policies, when we start to look at the blueprint for change, the manifestos, et cetera, those documents, very wordy, very elaborate, right? But I think that there's not sufficient job being done from a communications perspective to persuade voters. And that's why we feel like information is so powerful, right? There's that disconnect that I think, the disconnect that exists between the political class and vehemence. And I think just, again, finding ways to present the information, making it easily digestible is something that we're very, very much focused on. So even this report that I mentioned, you on Golden Isles, where I was able to spit those numbers for you in terms of the likelihood of a Golden Isles voter to vote for a third-party independent candidate, right? Providing that historical context and having those now with the political class, where does FNM to make sure that they make an informed decision? So to your point, yes, I would love to have that predictive analysis that I could share to the nth degree today. But I think the historical context also provides a lot of value.
So if you are advising Mr. Bain on whether or not to run a candidate in the Golden Isles constituency based on the propensity of Golden Isles residents to actually give third parties an opportunity, not saying that he would garner enough votes to win the seat, but what would be your strategy that you would advise him?
Yeah, so solely based on the data, I think that constituents in that constituency Golden Isles, again, they have inclination to vote for third-party independent candidates, right? And I even look at this track back to some conversations that you were having on Monday or Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about middle-class, upper-middle-class persons and their needs, and I think their needs are more focused on the macro level, right? So one of the things that we want to do is elevate the conversations. Well, we don't have an MP where the boots on the ground is the biggest thing for the quarter, right? So we want to make sure that the things that they're doing speak to the needs of the citizens in that particular area. So when we start to talk about the energy, right? And looking at how that impacts your pocket on a monthly basis, which is something that impacts me, impacts you, impacts all. Going in there, you need to be focused on the macro level issues. Make sure that the ease of doing business, the cost, energy reform, right? But and one of the things that I want to be careful of doing is sharing my opinions or my color.
No, I got
color commentary.
I got
so there's some things that I would love to say, but again, I like to make it squarely about the numbers. And for me, the thing that stood out most is just the propensity of voters in that particular constituency to lean for third party and independent voters. And I think the difference between persons in that area is they have the wherewithal and the fortitude to not sort of need to go red or yellow, right? I'm an independent thinker, a free thinker. And I think, again, tapping into that and having those conversations on a micro level about macro issues is one of the things that definitely move the needle.
Fair point. Caller, you're on the air. You're on Guardian today. We are talking to Mr. Questwell Ferguson from Intel Key.
Okay. Who does he represent?
He represents a polling company called Intel Key, and we're having a conversation about his data gathering and the surveys that he's taken in the past. What's your comment?
Okay, I'll pass. I thought it was one of the persons who was running in the Golden Isles area.
No, we'll be talking about that after we take the news break after 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'll call back.
Thank you, my dear. Caller, you're on Guardian today. This is Darwin, and we're talking to Questwell Ferguson. How are you?
Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Ferguson. Who else is in there with you, Darwin?
Garth is here and Gabby is here.
Oh. Okay, good afternoon, Garth, and good afternoon, Gabby. How are you all doing?
Good afternoon. We're good, and how are you?
Good afternoon.
Right here, man. Right here, hold on. Garth, what's going on?
I'm good, man. Right here. Listening to you. What's going on?
Right here. And good afternoon to the nation. I just thought I'd get an early intervention into the conversation.
Sure.
I had a similar conversation, but I've been having this kind of conversation for the last 20 years, but... Mm-hmm. I most recently had a conversation like this last night with a colleague of mine regarding to Golden Isles constituency.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that the intel key, Mr. Ferguson, not spoken about,
mm-hmm.
that plays a factor no matter whether you're in Lightfoot Key or whether you're in Ocean Club or whether you're in Albany, right? A lot of these persons in the middle class, stronger middle class communities that could encompass some upper middle class residents is the fact that they had their start in some community. They didn't just arrive at where they are,
okay.
for the most part, mm-hmm. right? Except we're talking the children of these persons who perhaps may have been born. But the owners of those homes, of those businesses, they came from some other community and elevated to where they are today.
Okay.
That plays a significant factor in any kind of numbering or analyzing or assessing that you would be doing and the possible outcomes of those factors.
Mm-hmm.
Because in there you have some persons who would have gotten their foot up or their hand up or an opportunity or a door opening or a window opening from a particular leaning. And so to say that they're in a position where they don't need to look one way or the other, I completely disagree with that, completely. Because there is the financial factor, but there are many other factors that are even stronger than the financial factor. The second point, right, I do agree that there is the macro factor,
mm-hmm.
and this leans towards a conversation that I had with a colleague last night. I think you all had a discussion earlier in the week, Garth, Gabby, definitely I think you were leading that conversation where you were talking about there isn't a need. But you went back as far as when you ran in the constituency. Right, and you all were identifying, you and Garth in particular were identifying that they don't have much needs in that that constituency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, and I want to challenge that as much as I can as well to say, those are the persons, for the most part, who establish businesses, who may even have a second home,
mm-hmm.
or may have a retirement home on the family island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who have the children in top universities around the world,
mm-hmm.
right? And are trying to position their families for greater development and greater growth towards the future.
Okay.
And so these things call for great need. And I think some show I heard it, I don't remember right now,
mm-hmm.
But someone said it right. No matter what level you are at, you always need some level of support
mm-hmm.
in order to maintain that level.
Antoine, I hear your argument. And I'm going to say this to you. You're playing with the word need. I think you, being an intelligent man that you are, you understand exactly what we're referring to when we speak of needs. Mm-hmm. You took that word need and put it in another context. And I don't want you to confuse the listeners when it talks about needs.
So what context should I take it in,
God? Yeah. So you talk about the needs in politics. You tell me some of the names. Tell me some of the needs that you know about in basic politics at the Bob's. Let me hear it.
No, I want to understand what you were saying, guys. So just
we're looking for a job.
What
context? We're looking for a government job. We're looking for a government job. We're looking for a contract. Huh?
We're looking for money.
We're looking for money. You want something on a T-shirt?
Yeah. And I have to agree because I think everything that you say we 100% agree with. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I stated was that constituents in Golden Isles are more likely to vote for third party independent candidates.
Yes.
Right? And we said that the conversation about needs is just a little bit different, right?
That's it.
So they are more focused about ease of doing business, cost mm-hmm. of electricity. Another
yes.
thing that the also could add in here is that when we look at the Voice of the People 2021 survey and we review it,
mm-hmm.
persons with higher income, higher level of education, up until 2 to 3 weeks before the end of the poll, they were still more disinterested, more disillusioned, less likely to participate in the vote, right? So the whole point is that the conversation has to be a little bit more elevated and elegant
yes.
in order to sort of sway those particular voters to either side.
So that's
the
correct.
Conversation is not whether or not person or
hold on, Anto.
The question is not whether or not the base of the PLP or the FNM is any less strong mm-hmm. in that constituency, right? But the thing
right.
is, cycle, this is from 2012 to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of the average voter in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to vote for a third party or independent candidate was 7.5. In Golden Isles, the number was again, we're talking about very small numbers, but that means that someone in Golden Isles is 50% more likely to vote for a third party or independent candidate. So that's the core point that we were trying to drive home here, right? And a part of the reason IntelKey exists, again, is to change the dynamic. Mm-hmm. Because we could talk until we get blown in the face about what my opinion is or what this person's opinion is. We want to sort of close that gap of connection. I think, Antoine, there are certain political nuance that I might never get watching polls or analyzing data because I'm not in that house with Susie or Jing and Doe. So the points that you raise are very fair, right? But at the same time, I think there's also merit in what I'm saying.
Well, and I do think it's important. Hold on, Antoine. Hold on. I do think that it's important for us to contextualize this conversation, right? At the end of the day, whether the person is resident in Golden Isles and came from a poor background or is always rich is almost immaterial because the way a pollster collects their sample, it's meant to be random. So, you know, you just happen to be in a wealthier district. So what you are speculating, Antoine, is that wealthy people, by the fact that they are wealthy, to vote a particular way. Therefore, the poll is less credible, and that is an incorrect conclusion.
No, that's not what I said at all, David.
No, I didn't say that's what you said. That's what you implied with the way that you're questioning the young man.
It's not what I'm implying at all.
Go ahead. Wrap up your point.
Thank you. I started by stating that, generally speaking, I agree with what Mr. Ferguson was expressing. Mm-hmm. However, I pointed on some of the factors that weigh heavily into consideration that were not taken into consideration from the polling done by IntelKey. And as you would have expressed just now, some of those factors don't come into the fray. Understandably so, when you're looking at a numbers-focused analysis. And I understand that. I understand it perfectly clear. Let me end with this, Mr. Ferguson.
Yes, sir.
Let me end with this for you. One of the biggest problems that I've been speaking about over the last 20 years that political parties have not been getting right, that this government right now, going into a strong middle-class community to a great degree in Golden Isles, has the opportunity to get right, is to examine using government data that it's already in the possession advantage to anyone going into a by-election, use that information to determine what the actual needs are in that specific constituency, using the VAT data, using the BPL data, using the water and sewage data, using the business licensing data. These are key points, key critical points that if utilized correctly, you can craft a campaign that will meet the strong middle class and upper middle class residents where they are and position them to go where they need to be and which will attract them to become even more inspired to participate in your by-election. And the same goes, I'm ending right now, guys, and the very same goes even for the working class or the poor communities based on the information and the mix that you put into your analysis.
All right. Thanks a lot, Antoine. Now, I let Antoine just finish off the hour because, you know, we're going into the news. So he got bonuses today. You know, they always like, cut them off. I rude and this. They know they only got 1 minute, you know. But you see how they took advantage of the time?
Yeah.
But he's my friend, and I appreciate him. And he gives a lot of good information. And just now, Antoine, what you said, I like what you said. But the question in the Bahamas isn't so much the information we have available. The question is, who is this information? And so as we're about to go into the news, I'm going to heat the show up in a minute. As soon as we come back from the break, I'm going straight into Golden Isles. I got some things to tell you. Call your family, call your friends, call your neighbors, call everybody. The Hallelujah Chorus is finished. Eh? It's time for us now to go and do some things. And so Questwell Ferguson Jr., you go ahead and close this hour off before we go to the news. What you got to say?
No, man. I mean, very excited to be here. I'd love to stay on.
No, man. You can stay on, man. So, you say I got Gabby here?
And again, you know, even the conversation that we had, again, there's a lot of opinion, there's a lot of bias, right? But we could cut through the bias and focus on the things that really matter to the voter, the consumer, whatever the case may be. The cases. We want to connect the humans and the organizations that are shaping our future.
Hey, right, man, let's let this thing off, man. Chris, give me some volume on that, man. Let's go to the break. Let's go to the news. Let's get right on back.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
When these people don't know where they're going, you just check us here at Guardian Radio, Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. I can tell you exactly where we're going. We're going down to a place called Golden Isles. Golden Isles, that's where the conversation is right now. And, you know, I know y'all want to throw stones at me, but I told you. I told you so. I told you, number one, we need a by-election in Golden Isles. Today, we have a by-election in Golden Isles. I told the people of Golden Isles that there's some things that we're going to just simply need. We need some things. We need some attention. Not that we want anything personally, but there are some things that have to be fixed. One of the things that needed to be fixed, I said to you, was Lazaretto Road. Somebody could call in today and tell me, as I've witnessed myself with my own two eyes, the road closure at Gladstone Road, Carmichael Road, and going west on Carmichael Road, the road is closed. The road is closed and it's tore up because something is about to happen on Lazaretto Road Bend. The S-curve or the slow bend. All those potholes and blue holes that we had there, I told you, it's going to be paved. We are going to get some attention in Golden Isles. We got that boat ramp in Adelaide. We got to look at that boat ramp. We got to get that boat ramp fixed, man. Because, you know, Adelaide people, we fishing people. We like to go on our little boats, our little Boston whalers. And, you know, my boat is a 25-foot Mako. I need some depth. I need to be able to put my boat in that water and come back home with my four coolers of Red Snapper. That's why
I
could tell y'all when y'all talking fool, because I ain't scared of y'all, because I got four coolers of Red Snapper coming in, man. You know how much money that is? That's plenty of money. That's what you call natural resources. Mm-hmm. Huh? Natural resources. Fish all day for Adelaide. And so you got to fix these things. We ain't asking you for much. We only want what is deserving in Golden Isles. That's it. Some parks. Take care of a little bit of parks. If we could get one school down there, we would like a school. We want a police station down there. You know, we need a little police station. The Mingo Gardens, the Carmichael Road. You believe that? Yeah, they got two by the airport. We know. But they're not us. They're in Kalani. They don't cross over to us. When we call the police starving, we got to get them all the way from Carmichael if a car is available.
And you know, none never available.
We need library. We need urban renewal. There's some things that we need that we deserve. We're not troublesome people. You know, today, Darwin, and I want to thank the government of the Bahamas. And I y'all say, oh, Jesus, you must see PLPE. That's how y'all go. But I just want to thank the government of the Bahamas, Darwin, because I made my way 10 o'clock this morning to right there behind the Scotia Bank and the Burger King, right behind it to Inland Revenue, to the road traffic place. And, man, I went there, man, and ain't nobody with their license in their car. Now, you got one more day to go. Let me tell y'all something. I can tell y'all, I can do y'all a favor. If y'all don't go license them car when you're born in October, you're getting booked. The government promised the union people they can get their money before Christmas. You know where that money coming from? From you who don't like to license your car. Tomorrow is your last day. Now, watch payment people tomorrow. Line long from here straight to Golden Isles to Clifton Pier. Because y'all going to wait till the last minute, trying to hold on to your last dollar. Go and do it today while the line is short. This was excellent. It was excellent at road traffic. It was excellent at Inland Revenue to the point where I was tipping people today. I had a little extra money in my pocket, so I was tipping people. I know government people ain't supposed to take no tip, but I give them a little juice and a little drink and a little ting because I appreciated the service. So let's jump into this. We got Creswell Ferguson Jr. in the house today. And I don't, you know, Creswell is a fellow. He was raised right, you know. Mommy and daddy raised him good, man. But I ain't want that side of him today. I want the beast. You were sitting here with us. See that little first half I give y'all to play Dolly House? That's
what he's doing, guy.
You're playing Dolly House. Now we want to go and mash the house down and tell the truth, like how we really feel, like Bohemian people are supposed to feel. Yeah, because people always come across and say, Darvin, don't sound angry.
You know, Darvin
sounds so diplomatic.
Between us.
Yeah.
He got to be the calm.
I want y'all to mash this thing up because we only have less than how many days we got left, folks? We got maybe, 25 days, something like that left. Mm-hmm. We got to get this thing right. And like Gabby, I'm going to say what you say that on the last show. Don't with me. But anyhow, I can leave that alone. Let me let Gabby say hello to you again. Let Darvin say hello to you again. Come on, Creswell, say hello to the people. Because this side of the show, this is the other side of us.
Listen,
this is side where we don't play.
I can't even go thanks.
We'll call
we
again.
We don't want them say we're, that we had them on the line long. So here on Guardian Radio
but
today,
talk
you know
sense
me
today.
The answer they
you know
call.
I feel it.
Call
from
you live on Guardian Radio today.
Hello, yes, how are you doing? See, Alan Johnson. Good afternoon to Garvin, Gabby, and
Creswell
Ferguson.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I asked you to, if you're sitting in a spoon, grab the edges, because the spoon of my thought is actually deeper than some ocean of arguments.
But that spoon, I hope you can hold it for 1 minute, because in here it's hot, boy. If you don't give it just in 1 minute, we can take the spoon with your hand. But we love you, see, Alan Johnson.
Give us
1 minute.
Come on. See,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. If I have a minute, then I'll have to decline. Because understand, I didn't come with a political slant.
Okay.
Right? I want to talk to the professionalism of the person as a survey person, me as a data person. Okay?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do for you, since you need more than a minute. No, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm a fair person. I want you to call me back at 3:25, and I'll give you 5 minutes. How about that?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, good.
I'm simply saying that I
I'm
want to
a
talk
fair
to
guy.
To the macro and micro issues in the economy, not from a political slant, from him as a data person speaking to another data person.
I like it. 3:25. Okay. We'll hear all from right. you, and I'll let the producer know. I appreciate you. So we got these great people here in the house here. Go ahead, Darvin. You want to say something? Because see Allen. See Allen coming back in 3:25. She could talk to him at that time. Go ahead, Darvin. I love this stuff.
Yeah,
go ahead, Darvin.
Creswell. Don't let the devil use you, okay? Don't let Garth and Gabby run
you. Don't
your
worry, will you?
We run a sober show on Guardian today, and I have to be the voice of reason between these two. They be rowing sometimes, but Lord have mercy. No, I just here for peace.
I'm willing to say it's the difference between fuss and guts. We may fuss sometimes, but we don't cuss around here.
I just cuss. Go ahead,
I'll tell you one thing. I'm an avid listener. So I'm only 34, but every time someone comes in my car, I'm listening to Guardian Talk Radio all the time, right? So I love talk shows. And I think another thing that's going to be very necessary on this back half is when I'm talking black and white as Intel Key, and when I go colorful with my commentary,
I want the colorful.
Make sure that there's a separation. So
absolutely.
Even when Mr. Johnson spoke about macro versus micro issues, so Mr. Russell was my econ teacher, I think, 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm about 6 credits away from getting my bachelor of science in econ, even though I didn't pursue it. Too much number.
Only 6 credits?
Yeah. So
man, in the Bahamas, we could buy that for you.
So yeah, we could have those conversations, but I want to make a very clear distinction between when I'm talking colorful commentary versus...
And this is why on this side of the show, we're going to do that. And as much as we respect C. Allen, there is going to come a show where Darvin and Creswell is going to be back because he's interested in just chiming in every so often. You know, he has a full-time job. But wherever his job allows him to come back in to give us an update on Intel Key or anything to deal with data or analysis or forecasting, we want to make this segment available to him as much as possible. We're not just interested in the ratterings and the ladderings of conversation. We really want to get down to the depth of what we're really speaking about and to see how best we can inform you as to how to make a decision. And that decision is basically for the swing voters. And so, Creswell Ferguson, right away, Golden Isles, to me, is a swing voters' paradise. Am I right or wrong?
For me, it's hard to track that, right? And for one reason and one interesting variable is that you had one
colorful, not black and white, colorful.
No, it's a mix. You had one parliamentarian that switched sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of instances, it does follow the waves, right? Which you have these big and large cyclical waves, right? To me, the only thing and the thing that stood out most was the third party or independent candidate impact, right? Mm-hmm. And why that's even more important again. In 2012, Pharrell Goff's total votes was higher than the differential between the PLP and FNM, yeah? We had the lowest voter turnout that we had in history of the Bahamas nationally, right? But the total percentage of votes that third party and independent candidates got was higher than ever before.
That's
right?
True.
So we started to talk about... I guess what we could say, for lack of better words, the political class inability perhaps to connect with the wants and needs of the constituents, mm-hmm. to get them engaged, to get them fired up and ready to go. third parties and independent voters definitely have the ability not to, maybe not practically, to win a seat on November 24th, but they could definitely tilt. Yeah, they could definitely tilt the scale.
Okay, so
we just have to look at all these sudden link-ups and the PLP political machinery and the fact that it's a governing party, all of these things working on the side of Mr. Pickstock, right? Those factors have to be considered, and the Free National Movement also has a job to do just in letting us know whether or not they're going to contest the seat or not.
Okay, 2012. Give me 2012, Darwin. 2012, the DNA emerged?
They did.
Okay. And then numbers were extremely higher than they were in terms of numbers, you'd say?
So, it was their
like 15%.
Yeah, their highest performance.
Yeah,
so in the last election, we didn't get such a high percentage, though.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't get such a high percentage from one single party, but I think the combined percentage of third party and independent candidates in the last election was 11%, right?
But did the DNA keep it at 15?
In the last, in 12.6.
Mm-hmm. Is it 15? They got some votes thrown out because you know we got to throw away some of your votes. You go, come on, man, just follow
that. And even then, nationally, that party performed at 8.4, but again, Golden Isles was 50% higher than what the national average
But
was.
I'll give you my thoughts on that.
Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on Guardian today with Garth Darwin and our guest, Questwell Ferguson. You're on the air. Caller, what's your contribution? Call back. We'll try not to have you guys waiting for too long.
Okay, so now, Gabby. And Gabby is a very observant person. I think she has family that lives in Golden Isles. What are you now seeing in Golden Isles, Gabby?
Well, firstly, I just want to put it out there that I don't think that Questwell may have seen it, that the FNM did announce. I think I even had to send Garth a message and say, it's official. So we can now stop speculating. They announced it at the steps of Parliament that they will be contesting Golden Isles with their candidate, Brian Brown. So it's official.
Okay.
So that takes away some of the speculation. Because what I've been hearing prior to that was, are you all even going to participate in this thing? So that left a lot of room for Mr. Pickstock, then maybe even some momentum with the various PLP link-up events, like you may have mentioned and stuff, the projects now. My only question, though, is because I've been seeing this debate on, you are, was formerly a senator, right? Roads are being paved. Are the roads being paved to your credit or to the credit of the Ministry of Works? So is this something that you would have actioned? How you would have actioned this item? How, if you are not yet the Member of Parliament, right? And you're taking credit for capital works. So this is the question, this is the debate that's going on. How is it that you are able to leverage these capital works to be done for constituents in Golden Isles, even though you're not yet the Member of Parliament? And that being the case, then you having interest, why then you didn't do some of these things, implement some of these programs and these initiatives? Garth would have keep mentioning, I want to see some of the things that you've done, even if it wasn't in Golden Isles. Did you have a after-school program? Did you? Who were you mentoring? Who were you training, helping, teaching, coaching? Are you a Rotary Club member? I mean, I saw the video. It was cute. I saw the whole, I'm a parking boy. I was a parking boy. I was at this. I was at that. That's nice. That's all fine, nice, and good. But how do you plan on directly impacting the residents that I think we've established needs are different and above the rest? They're not coming with the, I necessarily need a government job. They're not coming with those things. So on what level do you plan to impact them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't
call it. Take a caller.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on Guardian today.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you guys.
Good afternoon.
First of all, I'm not taking up, what's his name, Mr. Pickstock. And let's ask this question, Gabby. Mm-hmm. Speaking about a candidate, pardon me?
Go ahead. No. You're on the air.
Speaking about a candidate who has been on the ground for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Show me something significant that Mr. Brown has done in the Golden Isles constituency in the last 8 years. That
you I want you, that. You're telling me that the senator has been on the ground for
no,
8 years.
No, ma'am, I never said that.
You're not saying that?
I'm speaking about Brian Brown.
Okay.
Okay? What I'm saying is, you have to remember, this is a by-election, mm-hmm. and the opposition and the government, right, are on the ground, right? But the reason why they can feel Mr. Pickstock, because I could give you a message right now that an FNM sent me that's saying, I asked Mr. Pickstock to have the road from Glaston Road to the curve on Carmichael Road going west. And my God, the next day it was being done.
Let me interject that. Thank you, caller. Thank you. I know where you're going with this, right? Yeah. I know where you're going, right? People, please appreciate one thing. I keep telling y'all, I ain't looking for no friends on this radio. You can hate me all you want, but the one thing you get from Garth Roseborough is the truth, eh? That road been like that from the time I been down there, man. You can't tell me but no road just get fixed just because he say so. Where you going with that? And I ain't trying to hate on the PLP, I ain't trying to hate on Mr. Pickstock, but you can't tell me rubbish, man. You got to talk to me straight. That road ain't got nothing to do with Darren Pickstock.
And that's
absolutely nothing.
That's the question.
Let me explain to you how this works, since you need me to tell you. I said to you, we do not know Mr. Pickstock. Stand. You may know him, but I don't. I live there. Now, you bring me a man that I don't know. So either you're running on the man's reputation of us knowing him, or you're running on the party's reputation that we know the party. Now, which one you're running on, but you cannot. And don't you dare attempt to tell me that you running on your reputation when you ain't got none, man. You ain't got none. And if you got it, you got to bring it to me. Now, I know I might sound a little bit hard on you, but I think you're coming across me like you're a liar. Like you're telling untruths. And if you're going to start with untruths with me now, as my representatives, you could be a liar when you get in the House Assembly. See, I don't play that. Joe Johnson was one of the aspirants. I know Joe Johnson from Avery's. And whereas I may not have even endorsed my friend Joe Johnson, I know why I would not have done that, even though he's my friend. Because I believe that your track record speaks for itself. If I am your friend, you got to show me some token of friendship, man. And if I ask you, what have you done for me ever? Or what have you done for me lately? And you said nothing. How the heck I supposed to have you represent me? Y'all think this is a game. And see, y'all keep on thinking about colors and personalities, and I keep telling y'all, you got to take that out of the equation. I'm not angry. Darvin Russell, right. I am not. I'm preaching to you today because look, you can't understand what I'm saying to you.
Phone's lighting up.
Mr. Pickstock is a good man. Mr. Pickstock is a handsome man. He's an honest man. I'm not saying that about Mr. Pickstock. I'm simply saying to you that we do not know Mr. Pickstock. Now, how are you going to get me to know him in 1 month's time? I said to you on this show, if you had brought even a Clint Watson, not that Clint Watson asked me to call his name. I'm not saying Clint Watson to cause a problem in the party. All I'm simply making the point is that everyone in Golden House knows who Clint Watson is. That's all I'm simply saying to you. Yeah. You bring me a stranger and you want me to accept the stranger. But we know Brian Brown for 8 years. Whether you like Brian Brown or you don't. Whether you think he was weak or he was strong. Whether you think that he should be married with 10,000 children or have no children, it don't matter. We know him. We know of Brian Roll. We don't know everything about Brian Roll, but Brian Roll, I know him. He goes fishing with me. So if you give me three individuals to choose from, one that I don't know at all, one that I kind of know, and one I got to know because this is my family, tell me which one you think I'm in for a second. So go ahead.
Yeah, no.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on Guardian today.
Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I feel like God say I ain't looking for no friends myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some family members down there. Plenty of women down there, my family. But they said they will decide who they want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mind how long Mr. Brown was down there.
Mm-hmm.
But independently, what did he done just the office open? But what did he done for that constituency?
And who is the he in that? Who is the he in that statement? Brian Brown.
You said Brian Brown.
And
okay.
That's the bottom line. You know, where does be Mr. Brown, Mr. Pickstar, or Mr. Rule? The people down in Golden Isle, they will decide that because nothing is sent on the plate to nobody. All them gotta go inside them and fight for it. If you don't fight for it, you don't get it.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. We've got a lot of calls on the line. Let's try to clear the board.
I want Questwell to get in and start right quick, and we'll go ahead, Questwell.
Yeah, very quickly. So even all the way back to the point that Gabby was originally mentioning, right? Like, I have an appetite to know what's going on politically, mm-hmm. but I did not know that FNM had formally stated that they were going to contest the seat, right? Mm-hmm. So when you start to talk about the differences between Mr. Brian Brown being there for the mm-hmm. cases, when I hear Darren Pickstock, who is ever so recently now a former senator,
yes.
I know he has the PM behind him. I know he has the minister works behind him. And I know that that thing that's been nagging me, whether it was before him, after him, whatever the case may be, it's now fixed. So my entire perception of him is, ever so recently a former senator, he has the backing of the PM, the minister works, and all of those nagging things that I need to get done can be actioned within the next 25 days or whatever the case may be, or even after, right? So now, as an independent voter or free thinker, mm-hmm. I am now more inclined to go with the guy where I know he has the entire weight of the governing party's infrastructure politically to make sure that I'm aware that he is running and who he is, right? But moreover, they're now quickly actioning to make sure that there's change.
I find that interesting. Caller, you're on the air.
And we'll respond to that later.
Go ahead, caller.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on Guardian today.
Hi, good day to Mr. Rose Burrows, your guest.
That's my good brother. Day. That's my brother, Bradley.
Good day to the nation.
Good day.
Hey, bro.
Now, Mr. Rose Burrows, you know me and you, we like two peas in one shell.
Hey, don't be exposing me too much now. I didn't go on that limb. I got to make this thing work.
You know, Darren did command that road that is being paved today. It is being paved.
I want to know how.
Today.
Exactly. How does that happen when you're not the sitting member of parliament? How do you action government workers, civil servants to move?
When you want to be a certain member of parliament, you have to show the people your power. Mm-hmm. You have to show the people that you have the ability to get things done for them. Okay? And that is exactly what Darren is doing. He's showing the people that he has
you the ain't tell me the how.
No, let Bradley finish. I listen to you, Brad. Go ahead.
And then furthermore, all of these comments that these people are making against the PLP and things, what they saying they ain't getting done and all like that. Mm-hmm. You must remember now, since 92, the FNM has been in power in this country for 20 years. Okay? 20 years since 92. All right? And you tell me, what is their record? What record do they have to run on in this country that they would have done in 20 years in this country since 92? You tell me what is their record.
Okay, so
the radio station you're calling on for first.
Hold on. Give me a minute. Let me fix it. Bradley's my boy now. I love Bradley. Hey, Bradley Kemp is my boy. But listen to what I'm saying to you, Darvin. And I know Darvin will try to get him called in, right? Mm-hmm. Questwell, I think what you said is right on. But once again, you defined what I'm saying. I'm saying to you, if you are the candidate that we want, that's one merit. If it's the party strength, that's all I'm simply saying. In this situation, Darvin would say it can be two of them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But if I am looking for representation, like let's just say I'm a representation man and not a party man, I'm a swing voter, then I'm saying then that it doesn't matter what party it is as long as you're doing what I need you to be done. But what Bradley is saying is that someone has the ability to want to run, impact a governing party, and have something done in 2 weeks that a sitting member couldn't get done in 8 years. Mm-hmm. Now, how you fix that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, Gabby, I want Questwell to answer that.
I want him to answer that so I can answer him.
Tell me how that data work. How that data does work. You couldn't get it done.
Because it happened in Wesson, Grand Bahama, and Bimini as well.
You couldn't get it done in eight years, but then you get it done in 2 weeks. How does it work?
I mean, I think there's two layers, right? Obviously, any aspirant has a desire for national development, right? But at the end of the day, it's a game of politics.
Oh, it's politics.
It is. Oh, he is a politician.
Okay. And then he has stripes.
he's a politician.
So you telling me Brother Billy had no stripes?
No, I'm not saying that.
So
what were you saying?
Not saying that it's often what is done around election time, because the same can be said true for West End, Grand Bahama, and Bimini, but now is there a continuous... Can they call in, members of that constituency call in and say, we've seen, since we've had that by-election, the by-election was called, we had a candidate come out, we had roads paved for miles, all these things done, and the work continued even after that by-election, Questwell?
So, to close my point, I would answer it this way. It doesn't matter. What matters to me is that I had a problem, there's a solution. Mm-hmm. The spirit or the intent of it or the agenda doesn't matter. But
all
I know
of
that
your
this
problems weren't
or
solved.
Situation that I had is now solved.
All your problems weren't solved. Some of them were solved, just enough to get you to go and vote. And it's okay if it doesn't continue. So that's what you're saying.
My job now isn't to say whether or not it's okay. And I think the people of Golden Isles will let us know on November 24th. But the point is that there's a situation, there's a problem, and my problem has now been addressed.
But one more point before the call, though, because Questwell referenced information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're an intel guy. So when you're seeking information, so for the people that the information is out there, for the residents that reside in Golden Isles,
mm-hmm.
a lot of persons keep saying, what is Brian Brown doing? What is Brian Brown doing? With one click of a button, I type into my phone, Brian Brown, Golden Isles. And every single community project that he's been doing for the last 8 years, I think, is right there at the click of a button. So the residents whose children are going to these BJC classes I see, BGCSE classes, the seniors who I see are going on this seniors tour that he's been doing for quite some time. And as I scroll, I see a host of community activities. I see bushes being cleared down on vagrant properties. As I scroll and I see. So the information is out there. I wouldn't know that because I don't live in Golden Isles. But the people, obviously, who are asking for these things and are affected by these will know that, hey, this is the work that he's doing.
I'll push back at Gabby a little bit, and let me tell you why. I don't live in Golden Isles, but I'm very aware that road is paved, and I'm very aware that as far as the governing party,
I think you're being very disingenuous.
No, I don't think so, because
I think you
again,
are.
Again, one of the points that I raised, and God or Darvin, you can let me know or correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that we talked about is, has there been a notice that
Jesus,
this seat is being contested?
Test,
yeah? So again, for me, I have an appetite for it, but I was not aware.
But
so I think one of the things, and we have to give credit to the PLP about, is that they do a very good job of political communication. So even at Eastern Link Up and the Southern Link Up and galvanizing all of these constituencies in one place, the perception is what it is.
You know something? I believe Questwell can be a politician, you know.
Yeah,
go ahead, Darvin.
I don't know.
Darvin, go to the phone lines, please. Go to the phone lines. Get some of these callers in before they lynch up.
I'm fantastic.
Hey, Madam Speaker, can you please protect me, please?
I will.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to talk politics. I do. But I want, when I finish have this conversation,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to hang up and call back to show the political fanatics that they're intellectually outnumbered by one.
Well,
okay, but
see, Allen.
So
now the lines are up, see, Allen, but God has to honor his commitment to you. So go ahead and speak, please.
What I'm saying is this, right? First of all, to Mr. Ferguson, data collection, especially those in surveys, has to be able to move to the point of neutrality where they have no personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what they said, non-political opinion on either way, right? So,
we know you meant it, host. Just say host.
This is a broader picture, right? Because this is actually not Joan gone. This is actually the launch to the election in May of 2026, right? So, there's some macro issues, right? And these are factual. This is just what we're talking about. So what is on the table, right? People are concerning the economic structure and growth. These are the macro, okay? And the second thing is cost of living, housing affordability, and inequality. When we say inequality, when we actually determine it, it went to the weak skill base and the concentration of population in New Providence and by some issues of Grand Bahama, that has begun to compose some structural social issues. The third part of that macro issue has been the infrastructure, the resilience, and this big talk about disasters and climate vulnerability, more so because Mr. Davis has brought it through, and they are concerned about the lack of a plan or strategy in protecting their livelihood, the tourism business, and the households from future shock. The fourth thing on that data thing now has for them has been crime, governance, corruption, or the perception of corruption, and the lack of institutional trust. And God, you just spoke about it. I didn't have to tip them, but I did. That's like almost a cultural type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they brought up things like the leaked voice notes, high level resignation, the public perception of the weakened police credibility, these type of things. The fifth thing on that macro was the electoral system and the constitutional and regulatory issues. Primary within that engagement, their lack of what they consider their lack of political participation on in inviting in, their concern was that they lacked what they considered civic education and a lack of campaign finance and transparency. Now, when you go to the micro issues, right,
More specifically, because when you go to the old islands, it grows. So let me just speak to that from Grand Bahama and New Providence. They think the micro in these constituencies, the local infrastructure and recovery and maintenance of things that has been maintained that is beyond the scope of the ministers or the MPs.
You're making a lot of sense, but our producer is saying we have to get to the break. We have to get these sponsors in.
And there's one thing he touched on neutrality. I just want to know what he was implying with that.
Let me just quickly finish the three then. Land use, real estate development.
Guess what? I ain't going to cut you, but the producer will. Because the bills got to get paid. So I am so sorry about that, CA.
Let's take a quick break.
We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Guardian Radio Today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny? All black up yesterday.
To Walmart, she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what do you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
6.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're moving. We got our callers on the line, and we got a whole lot of texts we want to get through. This time is out. I almost knew that because this was a shortened program, we had Christ Church Cathedral at the top of the show. They're having a huge event, Gabby. You want to give them a little reminder about that? We appreciate them being here today.
I know while we're all excited talking about the politics of everything, just remember that it's all love, and it's going to be all love at Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival this coming Saturday, November 1st, 2025. George and King Street from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They have over 40 plus food vendors. They have a kiddies corner. They have a raffle grand prize of $10,000 and lots of other prizes and surprises. They're going to be backed by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Band. They have the Shell Saxon Superstar clothes out the show. That evening. Listen, it's going to be lots of excitement. As a matter of fact, from 8 a.m., they said you can come down if you just want to come down and get your Bahamian breakfast. That's your boiled fish, your stewed fish, your sauces. You can come down as early as 8 a.m. to get your breakfast, go home, maybe bring the kids back out in the afternoon. It's all going down at Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. God, let's get back to it.
I appreciate them for coming on in, and for those people who are family, this is an event for you. We support those who support us. And for those of you who have events, you want to come and sit down with us, you're welcome to come and do so. 302-2300, 302-2300. You can be a sponsor for the show or have a sponsored interview. We'd be more than happy to conduct that for you. We're not going to take too many phone calls. We have one or two phone callers on the line. We're going to take one more call, and then we got to get to those texts, Gabby. Go ahead.
Caller, you're live.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabby, God, and Gavin.
Hey, Guy.
See, I was listening to Rachel. Yes, see, Alan speaks for 5 minutes here. And I'm going to sit back and listen to hear what you all have to say, why you all interrupt the man. If you all say 5 minutes, five minutes.
Cut that fellow for me, please. Thank you very much. You ain't going to rob me the friggin' day. I didn't have a full day. What you think this is? I give you 1 minute, I give you a little extra minute, and you want to rile me for running my read them text, yeah? This ain't the day.
Solid me on Friday, or Thursday last week. Anyway, the texter says, so sad, but why Vaughn Miller had to die for roads to be paved in Golden Isles? This next texter says, God, why the government decided to pave road because by election coming up? You know what, God? Hell with them.
No, man, don't read too much of them things. That'd be nice.
Something.
Yeah, some of them you got to skip over.
I read through it. Okay, they say the Treasury can collect plenty money if they have police officers stationed at the traffic lights at peak time for those lawbreakers who don't respect the red lights.
That sounds like my friend Aaron Green, but it might be somebody else. But go ahead.
This next texter says, the PLP fanatics, okay, yeah, y'all learn. They cussing, God, they cussing.
Leave them texting. Let me finish the show. Let me tell you all something. Listen, let me fix this.
Hold on, one more text. Let's see.
You sure it's a good one?
I wish voters present all their problems to be fixed with their tax dollars. Then while you're in the booth, remember that they thought of you. Don't down.
Okay, good. What Creswell Ferguson Jr. said today in terms of getting it done successfully has much merit. I'm not going to take that away from you. The issue that I have always had in my lifetime is that, just me personally, I know I'm not an average guy, but if you're going to offer me something, I want it genuinely. That's just me. Mm-hmm. If I feel you are being hypocritical or you're being deceptive, you can keep that. And I'm not just talking about $10. I'm talking about $1 million, $10 million, or $1 billion. That's a standard that I have. Because I know one thing is very certain in this life. We are born and we die. And when we die, we take nothing with us. There's no price for the price of truth, loyalty, friendship, love. Those things are the most powerful entities on God's earth. And I so appreciate those things. Now, if you want to be bought out, if you want to sell yourself short for things, for idols in your life, you go right on ahead and do so. But if you love me, you got to show me. I don't want to hear you talking. And you cannot come to me today, Creswell Ferguson Jr., and tell me you love me today. And I ask you the question, who have you loved before? And you can't tell me what other person you loved before. You think I want that kind of love? You think I want somebody who don't know how to love? I want to see your track record. But that's just me. Now, the rest of Golden Isles, as one caller said, very well may say, you know what, it's our choice. We don't require that. We just want someone who's handsome, like how King Saul in the Bible, let me get preachy, was handsome. And you know what happened with Saul, what you get end of it. Because he looked handsome, he tall, and he looked like a king, and he looked like the position. But that don't count. What counts is when you find a fellow like David, he may take your wife. I understand that. That's a politician. He may take your wife. Huh? And cause your husband to get like Uriah and the rest of them in the Bible, or us in the Bible. But at the bottom line, you got to be on God's own heart, is what I'm trying to drive to. In this lifetime, God has to be able to call on you to kill a lion, to kill a bear, to kill some Goliaths in your life. And these people are not prepared to go out there and do these things for their community. Darwin Russell, I got a problem with that. I've already seen it too often where people come into politics for they nothing is rendered for the constituents other than the selected few. My friend Bradley Kemp is a man of the community. I ain't asking him this. Even though he's a member of the PLP, and I know he is, I could tell you the things he does outside of the PLP. That's why he's my brother and my friend. I could tell you the sacrifices that he makes. So if he ever ran in politics and I say, Garth Roseboro supports Bradley Kemp, you say, oh, Garth must be a PLP. No, Garth is Bradley Kemp's friend and brother. That's how I work. And I got some F&M friends too. I've been sitting on an F&M truck yesterday having a conversation. And there were some witnesses there. They were surprised though who it was at the F&M who was sitting with me. I know a little man. He's a big man. But I have friends. And I'm loyal to my friends. Darwin Russell is my friend. He's the only one who left me with the bees. Right there, but I'm still my friend. You know, Gabby is my new friend. And there has to be people in Parliament who are friends of Bohemian people. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you cannot show me a track record of being friends with a community, how do you figure today that you are the representative of a community and no one else could do it other than you? Or no one can do it better than you? That's all I'm simply saying. Now, you got the roads done. Thank you very much. Are you the only person who could have got those roads done? I'm sure not. Right now, the PLP wants it takes to impress the people of Golden Isles. That's just the bottom two. It could have been him. It could have been Garth. It could have been Bradley. Whoever that person was that they selected, you better believe that road was going to get paved. Yes or no? Yes or no? Phil, it has nothing to do with Darren Pickstock. This is what I'm trying to tell you all. Don't try to run no game on me, Darwin.
Darwin, what say you? I really want to hear your thoughts on this. I really want to hear what you're thinking, what your train of thought is, because this is going to be an intense by-election. I think
Darwin talking sense.
I want to hear what your thoughts are on this Golden Isles situation. Less than 30 days away from a by-election, going into the polls. There's a lot of things being dangled before the people. A lot of I'm this and a lot of this one isn't that. A lot of name-calling. A lot of things being said, but what are your thoughts on it all?
I am of the view, the considered opinion, that the voters of Golden Isles are very sober-minded people who will not be swayed disproportionately by any act from any side between now and November 24th. They appreciate the nets on the basketball court. I'm certain it was something that they have asked for months, if not years, for these things to be resolved. We all know in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that the voters' leverage occurs 12 months before a general or before a by-election. This is no different in this cycle. The incumbent also, or always, seems to disproportionately bring out all the top guns to have this conversation, to move these initiatives forward to make things happen. The voters also know that these things did not occur in the 4 years prior. They have eyes to see and ears to hear. They know how long it took for them to get these things accomplished. They can read. They call their friends and cousins in West End. They can see what happened after Mr. Kingsley Smith got elected in the by-election. They can see for themselves what was accomplished. At the end of the day, the Bahamian electorate has made up their mind how they are going to vote on November 24th. The residents of Golden Isles have already made up their mind.
That's true.
What is happening now is theatrics. It is nothing other than theatrics. If we genuinely believe now is something that could not have happened 6 months ago or 2 years ago, we are delusional. This is politics in the Bahamas, and it's actually sad to think that it took the death of a politician to get a road paved in 2025. We are well beyond that in politics. I think, look, if I am the F&M and I am Mr. Brown, I hear people talk about this notion ad nauseam about you should be working a constituency, you should have a legacy in a constituency. That's not how politics in the Bahamas works. That is not how it works. I could work for 15 years in the constituency that I live in, And if the FNM doesn't want me representing that constituency, I'm not going there.
That's right.
If the PLD doesn't want me representing that constituency, I'm not going there. That's they can put me in Blue Hill Road South. They can put me in Yamacraw. It doesn't matter. So to ask somebody who is not in Parliament to use their resources to support a community in the hopes that some point, some leader, some party is going to smile on them to give them a nomination, y'all have got to be kidding me. That is ridiculous as an expectation as a voter. What we want to see when these people get nominated, I am absolutely of the camp that says, I want to know what your track record has been anywhere in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Tell me what child you fed, what baby you nursed. Tell me what campaign you ran, which church you attend. Tell me exactly how you supported your wife and your children and your cousins. Tell me the scholarship that you gave to somebody to go away to school. Tell me the grocery that you paid for that elderly person. That is what matters to Darvin. And I don't care which constituency you live in. I want to know that you are a good person who is competent and has the needs and people at heart. All of this other foolishness that we're talking about today and we're running on about with in the greater political sphere is absolutely ridiculous and not germane to this conversation.
Has voters become ridiculous though? In 2025, do you think, does the data show, Mr. Intelkey, does the data show that voters are becoming more and more ridiculous? Let's not just look at Golden Isles, but the Bahamas in general, voters. Are they becoming more and more ridiculous wanting members of parliament or potential members of parliament to pay rent? To turn the light back on, too. Do you think voters in 2025 are becoming ridiculous in their demands of what they and their expectations?
That's a very heavy question, Gabby. A very interesting question. I don't have any data to support the question either way, right? And I think even to Darvin's point, so when Mr. Johnson gave his remarks, one of the things he talked about as it relates to me is neutrality, right? So for even when we talk about it in the context of Intelkey, it's not a political polling company, it's a market and research company, right? And if my core objective was to generate profit and not national development and not spark these conversations, I could operate in the shadows, right? Because we'll still have the same infrastructure, we'll still be putting the same energy, investment, and time in. But the dilemma is that as a Bahamian, when you choose to put that energy and effort and interest into something, that enables you to take that next step, right? So I think it's something that we have to be careful of in this conversation at the macro and micro level, like you mentioned, right? And I think that it's very possible to speak intelligently, but not be speaking facts, yeah? And I want to be very clear when I speak and then also when others speak that we always focus on that, right? I think for me, the key thing here, again, and one of the things that I've been watching is just, again, this third-party effect, the third-party impact. I think that in the last general, the data shows that the total vote that the third-party and independent candidates got in the last election was the highest it's ever been as a percentage. Mm-hmm. But our drive-in voters to the poll was the lowest it's ever been at 65%, mm-hmm. right? So to me, that means that perhaps they did a better job at resonating and connecting with Bahamians' wants and needs, right? And for me, one of the things that I think is extremely important is that with the COI, whoever that other third-party independent candidate is that runs in Golden Isles, they definitely have the ability to tilt the scales, right? So again, just drawing it back to the core of what I mentioned is connecting Bahamians with organizations that shape our future. So whether that's politics, business, whatever the case may be, our core role, especially when Intelkey talks politics, is to spark conversations that could help drive national development. Yeah?
Very well said. Folks, this is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. A very, very interesting episode, I would say, chapter of this particular show. We come here, we sacrifice time to allow you to have your voice heard. For me personally, speak of myself, Creswell, that there's not a preference for me. There's only the Bahamas for me. And most people who know me know why I say that. I have options. I know I do have options. But my option has always been here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I feel that a man has to make himself as independent as possible to take the burden off of the government of the Bahamas, because there are too many people that are relying solely on the government. And so the blessings that we have, like you said, at least the road is paved. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't paved yesterday, but it's paved today. And some needs are going to be met that many of us are going to benefit from. And we have to be thankful for that. For those people who wanted a strong army, I know who you are. Y'all are FNM loyalists. Y'all are PLP loyalists. Y'all are COI loyalists. And Gabby, I've always said to these people, my loyalty is to you. Mm-hmm. Just to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that because, you know, it's the 14th of July. So you have to, you have to ride till the wheels fall off of this wagon with me.
Why are these people trying to always put me in a corner and cause me to have to come out fighting? I don't understand.
But somebody said they want to sponsor a show. So let's give them the sponsorship details right quick. So they said they are very interested in what Mr. C. Allen has to say and they'd like to sponsor a show for him to be on.
But Cresswell Ferguson Jr., if he's available, he would be more than happy to host that for you. So I'm a very fair guy.
So the numbers to call is 302-2300. So if you have any business, small business, medium business, large business, listen, you want us to facilitate those conversations that get Bohemian's engine running. Only right here on Guardian Radio today, you know. Only right here we just do that.
Now you see how that work, man? I cut the man because the man had so much more to say. Now he won't get the rest out, so he got to sponsor a show. Isn't that how business
Someone
works?
Someone said they want sponsored for him.
Yeah, but let them pay for him then. That's what I need. I need the sponsor. You think I remember what they got to say? I already get my two master's degrees, man. I straight.
302-2300. Let them know you want to be a part of Guardian Radio today.
Darvin Russell, give the people a good word before we get out of here, man.
I will quote the words of Daniel Patrick Moynihan. He said, "You are entitled to your opinion, but you are not entitled to your own facts." Happy election, people.
Mercy God. Gabby, what you got to tell them?
Listen, it's going to be a long road, guys.
A long
road? To November 24th.
You think so?
I think it's going to be an interesting road.
Darvin said it's already done. It's like
I know, but the theatrics aren't over. There's going to be a lot to show. I mean, nomination day is tomorrow. We didn't even talk about that. Nomination day is so we're gonna wait to see, you know, all the pomp, all the pageantry, everything. People are probably gonna be measuring, but how much people came with this one, how much people was there with that one? It's a work day, so it really don't even matter.
You know what? Before we go any further with Cresswell, I always get bombarded. I'm gonna say it openly, I always get bombarded from people who support the COI. I'm just gonna say this today. Why don't you all ever talk about the COI? They always wanna know that. Now, on remark, we have had at least three or four of them on our show. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes or no? Yes, correct.
We've had those people. Ask me, did Guardian benefit?
Nope.
Did Goss benefit?
Nope.
Did any one of us benefit?
Nope.
But who benefited?
Them.
So, what you talking about?
Guess what?
You want people to keep pouring into you, but you're not pouring into other people. See, that's the problem I have with... See, I told you I can call your card if you keep playing with me. Do not play with me. I can call your card. You want to be a politician? You got to love the people who you want to serve. If you don't love these people, how are you going to want these people to support you? I ain't supporting you. I don't support nobody who don't love me. You know who I love? I love Jesus. And I love the people who love Jesus. But when you say you want to come up against me in the name of darkness, I can turn the light on you. I can put pike on you. Go ahead.
Okay. You're closing thoughts, Cresswell. 30 seconds.
No, so I think the conversation that we had definitely sparked some interest from me and Bill and some of the questions that we're hearing now. I'm going to continue to be an avid listener. It's a very good opportunity to be on the other side.
And you're coming in to present as well.
Yeah. But again, based on data and fact, yeah? So, again, opportunities like this are great, but again, our company exists. Our primary focus as it relates to the political side of what we do is all about sparking conversations to drive national development, making sure that we can take very sophisticated things and put them in bite-sized portions so that everybody can now have conversations based in fact and reality.
So you have time to facilitate a conversation with C. Allen on your lunch break or what? How does
sure,
that work?
Sure.
You do?
Sure.
All right, then we'll hear back from Cresswell Ferguson Jr.
133513.
Yes. He'll be available to you for that show. And Darvin Russell is here, my guy, and Gabby. The gracious one. This has been Automated Today, 96.9 FM. Whatever Thursday is that?
Terrific Thursday.
Oh, a terrific Thursday.
It's a terrific Thursday.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
And nomination day is tomorrow.
Christchurch Cathedral tomorrow as well.
They're coming back. They're Saturday.
Oh, they're having it on Saturday.
They're having it. You're living too far ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll see y'all out there on Saturday. I'll be back. Y'all take care.
All right. We'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, Monday, Bill.
Monday. Good afternoon, everyone.
Have a good one.
Ain't no stopping us now.